This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Your gun stock is what's between you and the gun. And if you've had the benefit of, say, a company that has gone out there and figured out every ergonomic possibility for 250 name brands, over 2,000 models, just so you can have the perfect feel for your gun. I say you have gone, you're way ahead of the bell curve. Go check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. First things first, I'd like to welcome Desert Eagle back to the audience. He's been laid up in the hospital, having who knows what done to him. He's been sending me texts and letting me know what's going on. It sounded like a very hairy ordeal, but he is home. So hopefully, all those new scars can heal up. And, I've heard that chicks dig scars. Now, on the other hand, I have been gone for 2 days. And to be honest with you, I don't know what's going on with me. I know that I have some environmental issues where I live. I know that I've had pneumonia, and at one point I had pneumonia and acid reflux all at the same time. And then seemingly, after a regimen of a prescribed medication, the acid reflux went away, and then right behind it went away 90-some-odd percent of the pneumonia-type symptoms. And then for two or three days I was feeling good. Last week I was feeling great. And then over the weekend it's like I just crashed. And Monday I couldn't talk. Well, I could talk, but who wants to hear what I sounded like? Same with yesterday. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if I'm just allergic. I don't know if this is age. Is this what happens when you get older? Does everything just knock your chalk box out from under you? I don't know. And I'm back to being winded again too. That bothers me on a pretty basic scale to be winded, because very shortly I'm going to be running up and down range. I'm going to be running around in Dallas at the NRA meetup. If you're going, we should hook up. All those things considered, I'm sort of wondering about the health aspect of all of this stuff. Now, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be joined by Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union, and we're going to talk about some of these walkouts that are going on at school, for example, because, what are they doing? What are they doing? Now, I have figured out one thing about the left. They are despondent. They are absolutely despondent. And I think one of the reasons that they are coming at us so hard right now is because that's all they know. So where they used to have like this mask of, well, nobody wants to take your guns, now that's all fallen away. The 2016 election broke a lot of people. For a lot of people, for example, when Hillary Clinton got the nod over Bernie Sanders, that was shocking enough. So defeat was not a shocker for them when Clinton lost. Clinton wasn't left-wing enough. That's why she lost, according to them. For the liberal Democrats, it was a serious punch to the gut. And to this day, there are leftists who simply cannot believe that Trump is the president of the United States. In the news media, that sentiment couldn't be more truthful. It's become so bad that even veteran reporter Bob Woodward has said that some journalists have become emotionally unhinged. And then we come to the New York Times former executive editor, Jill Abramson. Jill Abramson. She wrote that she carries she carries an Obama doll in her purse to help her cope in the Trump era. This coming to us via The Guardian. It's easy to look at what's happening in Washington, D.C. in despair. That's why I carry a little plastic Obama doll in my purse. I pull him out every now and then to remind myself that the United States had a progressive African-American president until very recently. Some people find this strange, but you have to take comfort where you can find it in Donald Trump's America. This reminds me of the Three Stooges episode where Curly would lose his mind and they had to mollify him with cheese. He'd be screaming, "Mo, Larry, the cheese!" And this newspaper, former executive editor of the Old Gray Lady, if you will, she carries around like a, I wonder if it's like a troll doll or if it's an anatomically correct Obama doll. You know, she's carrying around an Obama doll and she pulls it out. And I don't know if she rubs it on the head or shakes it or just looks at it lovingly or what? When Obama got elected, I wasn't walking around clutching my whoopee, sucking my thumb, going, "It'll be okay. It'll be okay. It'll be okay." You know, these things happen. But this is yet another example of the leftist media bias. And the list whose length could probably circle the earth multiple times now. I know that you know that you know this. This you know, this is more for the leftist pundits who think that journalists don't take sides. Abramson wrote about a coming wave specifically focusing on Texas. With new Democratic voters racing to the polls in big numbers in Tuesday's primaries, Texas is looking purple rather than Republican red. That's big news, especially on the heels of Democrats winning recently in Alabama, where Doug Jones beat Roy Moore, and Virginia, where Democrat Ralph Northam was elected governor. Texas primary, Democratic turnout soars as Republicans stand their ground. Though their optimism may be premature, national Democrats think Ted Cruz could be defeated in November by a well-funded liberal House member from El Paso with the name of Beto O'Rourke, who just won his state's Democratic Senate nomination. Then there are the new statewide victors, Alabama's Doug Jones in the Senate, who defeated Moore, and Ralph Northam, who took office as governor of Virginia in January. They were carried to victory in the strength of black and women voters. Texas has had the largest, longest Democratic dry spell of any state. Last time a Democrat was elected statewide was in 1994. That's why there's so much pent-up passion for Beto, who is emblematic of the Democratic New Wave, unabashedly leftist and well-financed. He's 45 and has a background every bit as interesting as his name. Beto is a nickname for Roberto. His first and middle names are Robert Francis, and his surname is Irish. Well, you know, getting out there and talking about Roy Moore and Gillespie in Virginia, if that's where you think, if you think the trends are there, okay, you go for that. You go for that one. As a matter of fact, here's what you should do, Jill. May I call you Jill? I'm probably a little older than you. I should be allowed to because of, you know, that elderly respect thing. Here's what you do, Jill. You pull out your Obama doll. And you set it up on like an altar, I don't know, and put your checkbook at the altar because, you know, leftism. And just stick it up there and then start praying to whatever manifestation you think this takes when you pull out your little plastic Obama doll and pin all of your hopes on Northam and Jones beating two very flawed. One was a very establishment guy and the other one was, you know, crazy. And just think to yourself, this is a trend, and just, you know, go for it. We'll see what that gets you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotch Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming, and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Indeed. The thing about the Boyd's Gunstock is that they, you know, that ergonomic excellence that a lot of people just simply expect out of a gun stock. They expect it because, well, it's necessary. It's needed. If you're out there doing some sort of precision shooting, if you're hunting, if you're a target shooting specialist, maybe if you are actually in the military or something, having the right stock can make the difference between success and failure. And that's why you need to go check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. The new favorite leftist talking point now is the Australian 1996 National Agreement on Firearms, an act which, among other things, severely restricted semi-automatic rifles after a similarly horrific mass shooting. The leftists consider the cornerstone of the law, a massive forced gun buyback program, to be a common sense approach to what might otherwise be perceived as gun owners as an unwelcome curtailing of traditional American freedom. Sure, the government may be forcing gun owners to make the transaction, but exchanging money for items is capitalism, right? And it sure beats the alternative, a communist-style door-to-door roundup of weapons that both sides agree would likely lead to a civil war. We'll get to that part in a minute. Now, don't get me wrong, I think most true leftists would love to harness the power of the state to crush the liberty-minded gun owner by every means that they could possibly come up with. So much the better. You know, if there's a few eggs broken to get to this omelet, so much the better. But realists on both sides know that such a scenario is highly unlikely to happen, at least to the result that the left would want it to come out with it. So in all likelihood, open displays of tyrannical force, such as openly rounding up certain people or door-to-door weapons confiscations, are highly likely to result in open, and I mean wide open, displays of resistance and a civil war that is likely to be fought and won by me and you. On this matter, the right-wing pundits are 100% correct. On the topic of whether or not citizens would resist violent tyranny, Kurt Schlichter over at the Town Hall writes, yes. You know, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, they all taught that a decentralized insurgency with small arms can confront successfully a modern police slash military force. But the bottom line is that two untrained idiots with handguns shut down Boston. That's the bottom line. The bottom line is that a police officer with the infantry capability of a Cub Scout had the LAPD jumping at shadows. What do you think that 100 million plus Americans, some trained and battle tested, could do with their rifles, even if they only have one? Mark Wright of the National Review writes, there is no other way around it. The mandatory confiscation of the American citizenry's guns would involve tens of thousands of heavily armed federal agents going door to door to demand millions of Americans they surrender their guns. That is not going to happen. Then Bharat Mehta for the Federalist wrote, make no mistake, armed rebellion would be the consequence. He wrote that in a piece that's par for the course when it comes to most thinking on the right. Armed men would be dispatched to confiscate guns. They would be met by armed men, and blood would be shed. Australia is a valid example for America only if you are willing that for the blood, that blood be spilled in torrents and in rivers. And to choose Australia is to choose a civil war. So even the most sane gun control proponents, we hope, are wise to the political situation. University of Sydney professor Philip Alpers, who is also the founding director of gunpolicy.org, told the New York Times what Australia did was a confiscation of private property under the threat of jail time, compensated or not. That's not going to wash in the United States. Further, when unduly oppressive laws are actually passed in the United States, such as recent laws in New York and Connecticut passed after Sandy Hook. They're ignored by the majority of gun owners and sparsely enforced by the states themselves. New York and Connecticut authorities so far have shown no inclination to enforce their laws by going door to door to round up unregistered guns and arrest their owners. Mr. Maida wrote in a 2015 piece, but that's what would be necessary to enforce the law. A federal law, therefore, would require sweeping national police action involving thousands of lawmen and affecting tens of millions of people. If proponents of gun control are serious about getting guns out of Americans' hands, someone will have to take those guns, gonna have to take them out of Americans' hands. And it's real hard for me to argue with that logic, at least on the surface, and it's a good thing for the gun owners, right? Consider this, though. If rational minds on the left know all this, to what end are they still pushing for such laws, especially when it's obvious that they don't care whether any gun control laws are actually enforced? Not yet, anyway. Remember, it's always conservatives, not liberals, pushing for enforcement of existing law. And yet they do want more and more law on the books, and the more draconian, obscure, and hard to keep track of, the better. But why? Well, they're hoping it would scare every one of us. They want to make de facto criminals out of the majority of the gun-owning population. And then that way they can essentially pick us off one by one. And without necessarily meaning to, Maida hits on this critical point in his piece. A national gun buyback law would turn a significant portion of the American people into criminals. Residents of New York and Connecticut snubbed their new laws. Compliance with the registration requirement has been modest at best, as hundreds of thousands in both states refused to register their weapons. And so far, the laws have been most successful in creating hundreds of thousands of lawbreakers who feel obligated to break the law. If they were able to pass any sort of assault weapons ban, buyback or no buyback, they know they will make criminals out of several million law-abiding gun owners, and even if the majority of those gun owners don't follow the law now, that won't make them any less criminal. Here's the thing. I'll get to that in just a minute. I don't have time to get to that. We're going to get to that in the next segment, and then we're going to talk about how the left would lose this next civil war if they were to push it. But we're going to this next part I'm about to tell you is very important. I don't want to abbreviate it. I don't want to shorten it in any way. I want to give it to you de facto as it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is, go check them out. Go look for the ergonomic excellence at Boyd's Gun Stocks. Boydsgunstocks.com. You'll be glad you went and looked at them. That didn't work. There we go. Now, here's the thing about this. Were they to decide to go door to door, it is one thing to hold up your rifle and shout, come and take it, a la Charlton Heston. And especially when you're in front of a bunch of people that think the same way you do. Feds aren't going to go to an NRA convention and start arresting people, at least not yet anyway. And they aren't going to conduct door-to-door house searches arresting gun owners and confiscating their guns. Well, not yet. But under the right circumstances, with the right laws in place, the arrests will come. They'll come when you're going to work or to the bank or to the park with your kids or a thousand other places. They'll come after you've used your now illegal AR-15 to defend yourself against a home invader, or they'll spot it during a routine home search. Never, ever underestimate these people and the depth of their evil ways. They filled the Soviet gulags to the brim quietly. Nobody noticed it. They did it with very little fuss and even less armed revolt, and they won't need to arrest everyone to make the majority obey. Yeah, the word would spread quickly, depending on our resolve. So what will you do, AR-15 owner, when the Cheka come to your neighbor and you know the laws are on the books to prosecute? Will a buyback and amnesty be enough to convince you to acquiesce? Because you've got a job and a wife and kids to raise. And when they come and take it, is your family worth risking? There are some that believe, no, there will be no civil war. There will be no large-scale revolution because leftists are experts at pushing that Overton window enough not to shock the system. Like the frogs in the water that's about to boil, people won't jump until it's too late. So we can't be complacent. If, however, we pressed. If, however, we were prepared. Because it should be obvious to you that the Democratic Party platform for you is all based on hatred and contempt. They like the way the elites in Europe and Canada, who strip dissenters of their free speech rights, their religious freedoms, they like that. They're moving to solidify their hold on power here with the eager assistance of tech companies and the moral support of the Freedocons, who yearn to return to that pseudo-relevance as a ruling class's slobberingly loyal opposition. In California, the leftist government is practically firing at Fort Sumter. And nationally, these aspiring fascists are especially eager to disarm you. Doing so would be an object lesson in who's the boss, as well as solving the frustrating problem of the normals having the ability to resist. I've been in places where they've actually fought recently. I've been in place, and you know, so I get asked whether I think this would turn into a second civil war. And some of the people are very concerned about this, and I don't believe that they are concerned without cause. The left's hatred and their dedication to totally stripping the people who are the backbone of the country of their ability to participate in their own governance is threatening right now to rip the country apart. Do I think there will be a civil war? No, but there could be. This is the age of black swans, and anything is possible, and we could easily see the country split into red and blue. Civil war is unlikely, but you've got to understand that you can't underestimate the Democrats' stupidity and hatred. You know? Time and time again, we have seen this, and time again, we see these people pay for it. But Democrats now think history began when Obama was elected. They don't understand the dangerous game they're playing when they talk about how they want to impose their little brown shirt version or vision upon red America. The keyboard commandos of the left seek to hand wave away the massive strategic challenge of imposing control by force upon a well-armed, decentralized citizenry occupying the vast majority of the territory. So they babble on about drones and tanks and as the counterinsurgency trump cards. But there are no trump cards in war. There are men with rifles standing on patches of dirt, killing the people trying to push them off. That's war. That's the ugliness of war. And multiply the usual brutality of war by 10 when it's a civil war. Now, there are two Civil War II scenarios, and the left is poorly positioned to prevail in either one. The first scenario is that the Democrats take power and violate the Constitution in order to use the apparatus of the federal government to suppress us. In that scenario, red Americans are the insurgents. In the second scenario, where we can even now see the stirrings of it in California's campaign to nullify federal immigration law, it is the blue states that are the insurgents. And the short form to this is the Democrats lose both wars. Big time. And when, you know, let's talk terrain and numbers. Remember the famous red versus blue voting map? There is a lot of red, and the interior of the few blue splotches are all cities like Las Vegas or Denver. There's a lot of territory for a counterinsurgent force to control. And that becomes critical. The red is where the food is grown. It's where the oil is pumped. That's where everything is transported through. And the red space is filled with millions of American citizens with small arms, a fairly large percentage of whom have military training. You know, just look back at Boston again. So, you know, when you look at the counterinsurgent forces in the Democrat oppression scenario, should they attempt to misuse law enforcement and military, you know, there are a lot of civilian law enforcement officers, but the vast majority of the agencies are local, sheriffs, small-town police departments. They will not be reliable allies in supporting unlawful oppression of their friends and neighbors. The major cities are run by Democrat appointees, so the commands will be loyal. But the rank and file, I don't know. We'll see where they go. And then there's the military. Wouldn't the military just crush any resistance? Not so fast. The military would have the combat power to win any major engagement. But insurgents don't get into major engagements with forces that have more combat power. They leverage their decentralized ability to strike at the counterinsurgents' weak points to eliminate the government's firepower advantages. So, in other words, it's guerrilla fighting, hit and run, no stand-up fights. For example, how would a bunch of hunters in Wisconsin defeat a company of M1 Abrams tanks? They ambush the fuel in the ammo trucks, and they wait until the gunner pops a hatch to take, you know, use a restroom and put a 30-06 round in his back from 300 meters, and then they disappear. And what do the tanks do? Well, they go level the nearest town. They just move the needle in favor of the insurgents among the population. Pretty soon they can't be outside of their armored vehicles in public. Their forces are spending 90% of their efforts just trying to protect themselves. It goes a little something like that. So who wins in that one? We do. We win. It'd be ugly, but we would win. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's Gun Stocks are the completion of a journey where the engineers there tried to discover the most ergonomic way to interface with your weapon, no matter what your size was. So naturally, they came up with different shapes, different contours. But they've got one that'll work for you. Check them at boydsgunstocks.com. Excuse me for my voice. It is going away as we speak. But, hey, we've got a guest coming up next hour. I don't have to talk nearly as much. Leftism is a process of adopting illogical and factually totally invalid positions, and then artificially putting the blame on their opponents when policies based on their positions fail. For the blame to actually bear any fruit, it is necessary for the people of good conscience to be fooled into believing that their actions and beliefs are actually bad for society and have brought about shameful consequences and happenings. And at the same time, it's necessary for these people whose consciences have already been deformed and co-opted by the faux morality of leftism to be conditioned to think fellow citizens who've caused no actual harm, but who, they have a contrary view, those people, oh my gosh, they are evil. And you see this pattern repeated in the context of illegal immigration, global warming, environmentalism, opposition to Islamic subversion of Western culture, feminism, and social justice generally. Nowhere has it been more acutely on display than on their hatred. The left's hatred of private gun ownership is the ultimate barrier against political overthrow. So in order, listen to them, pay attention. In order to disarm the country, the left's adherents must be tricked into believing that guns and gun ownership are irrevocably evil, and simultaneously that they and the policies they endorse have nothing to do with the gun violence they selectively decry. And in order for them to succeed, the lawful gun owners must be tricked into going along with this illusion. Now, Unfortunately for the left, people who are serious enough to decide to accept the responsibility for the careful stewardship of firearms are not stupid enough to ignore that we are living in a cesspool entirely of the left's making. Not surprisingly, mature and responsible gun owners have declined the left's invitation, to be caricatured and smeared as the scapegoats for which leftism has taken us as a culture. As serious people, we don't have much capacity for irrational, emotionally unhinged accusers pointing their fingers at those who not only did not cultivate the environment that has bred the mass shooter, but also do not provide such people from their own ranks. The phenomena of unhinged mass murderers and the predictably vulnerable environments where they carry out their evil, they're unique byproducts of leftism and their failures. You and me, the law-abiding gun owner, what is this? Gosh, iPhones, right? Makes you just want to turn them off sometimes. Let me see if I can. No, let's take that move. Just now, Siri was going to try to talk to me. We, the law-abiding gun owners, we are of a different time. We're of a different culture. We are anarcho-chronistic, if you will, To lawfully own a firearm is a commitment to the timeless principle of maturity, personal responsibility, individual freedom, and civic, the highest of civic awareness. It is a trust, a right possessed by free people who exercise their freedom carefully and mindfully. It is not a masculine exercise, as men and women exemplify these qualities equally in their lawful ownership of firearms. It is a rather uniquely American exercise, which is why the left really loathes it. When the leftist commentators spontaneously declare themselves gun owners for effect, it is unlikely that they're telling the truth because the philosophical underpinnings of American gun ownership, well, they go against everything they stand for. Although I believe Bill Maher owns two guns. I do believe he owns two guns. In everything else they do, they shun. They disclaim the America of individualism and honor and integrity. They show no other willingness in their words or actions to reject their leftist brethren so totally as to own what their paganism declares as an object possessed of totally evil power. As, you know, a true American is a gun owner. And so we then reject the illogic, the dishonesty, the corruption that animate every aspect of leftist politics and social structure. We loathe the culture that celebrates intolerance and bullying of opposing views. They turn a blind eye to physical violence when it's carried out by a leftist assailant against Americans to coerce conformity and acceptance of poisonous ideology. We call that terrorism in the military. They reject the culture that both creates victimhood and then encourage the rage it causes so that those who see themselves as victims feel personally and socially justified when they do harm to people who have done them no harm at all. Truth is irrelevant. Leftists look outward. Their enemy is always going to be the blame. And the law-abiding gun owners do not accept that they should be made to pay each time a person who is marginalized and inflamed by the immoral vacuum of the leftist culture snaps like the proverbial rubber band under the ever watchful eye of the exploitative politician and some law enforcement personnel who have been told to look the other way so we can skew statistics showing how out of control people have become in leftist culture. The outcome is inevitable. And having rejected solutions that have worked in conservative locales, they pretend to be surprised with each slaughter they facilitate in a gun-free zone. And it isn't me and you who callously endangers kids and then stands on their corpses to manipulate. We don't manipulate the survivors to blame the wrong people. It isn't the lawful gun owner who insists on the victim's defenselessness. It is not us who excitedly wait, speech at the ready, for the horror to be repeated and for the political boost it brings to their agenda. We recognize the damage that leftism has done to America and the danger it has brought. we've made a conscious decision to own a gun, not to bring violence. Because the left's brought the violence to last for generations. But to prevent it being done to us. They don't understand us. When they force us to live in their absurd psychological experiment in pervasive stupidity, they insist that we surrender as they have and that we be made as vulnerable and defenseless as they have chosen to be. And they hate it that we are still free to exempt ourselves from their fantasy. And it's, you know, we're daily told that we are the evildoers who must be punished by the culture that they created. So we get blamed for the failure of leftism. And those failures are endless, so the blame never stops. And to accelerate the movement towards forcible disarmament, there will be a children's march. Well, it was today. It will be attended or watched by millions of brainwashed products of the NEA. So, in the process, we'll be blamed for all they have fought by millions of children who have been told that it is the gun owner who's lying about who exposed and abandoned them to the violence. There's no doubt that child-sized brown shirts will be available for purchases at these marches. That's how they're indoctrinated as agents of the state, which then uses them as bullet catchers and footstools. That's how freedom is stolen. Coming up next, he's somewhere in Florida. We're going to be joined by Lincoln Osiris. He is the chief cook and bottle washer at Pipe Hitters Union. And we're going to talk some more about these indoctrinated children. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.